KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, it's sunny and 54 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly sunny skies today, a high of 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news this hour, the Atlantic City Council will meet in a regular session this evening in their chambers at City Hall. And during that 5:30 session, the council is expected to act on setting October 1st as the date of a public hearing on the proposed disposal of city-owned property at 1200 Birch and 1106 Poplar Streets. They're also expected to act on an order denying a request to vacate Lot A of the Southern Heights Subdivision 2nd Edition. It appears the city does not want to vacate the street right-of-way lots until the council can review options for future residential development. And Mayor Dave Jones is expected to ask the council to set the hours for Halloween trick-or-treating as from 5 to 7 p.m. on October 31st in Atlantic. Police in Creston report the arrest Tuesday afternoon of 30-year-old Stephanie Batts of Creston. Batts was taken into custody following a traffic stop for driving while barred. She was released from the Union County Jail after posting a $2,000 bond. And a resident in the 300 block of West Adams Street in Creston reported to authorities someone broke into his apartment sometime between 1:30 p.m. and midnight on Monday. About $1,080 worth of coins was stolen during the incident, which remains under investigation. Police in Clarinda arrested a local man Monday afternoon on a warrant associated with a fraud investigation. 19-year-old Caleb Annan of Clarinda was taken into custody on a warrant for credit card fraud issued by the Page County Magistrate. At the time of his arrest, Annan was found to be in possession of a controlled substance believed to be marijuana and drug paraphernalia-related items. He was taken into custody without incident and booked into the Page County Jail, where he was held pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Griswold School Board held its annual organizational meeting Monday evening. Superintendent Dana Kunze told KJAN News the board elected to continue with Doug Lemke as president for the 2014-2015 school year and elected Tom Moore as vice president to succeed Scott Peterson. Moore had also served as vice president on the board a few years ago. Kunze said that things have begun to simmer down with regard to their construction projects, most of which were wrapped up over the summer.
We are still awaiting our final punch list for our most recent construction project, which involved a boiler project and remodeling of restrooms and locker rooms. But other than that, things are going real well.
He said the projects for next summer will focus on safety issues and concerns. Kunze said safety covers a variety of categories the board will look at in prioritizing the list of projects.
Something like controlled access entries, video cameras, those sorts of things come to mind right away. But even when you're needing new lights on a sports facility, that can be regarded as a safety issue as well.
Safety was one of the topics included in the board learning opportunities portion of their agenda Monday evening. Dana Kunze said it's one of the goals the board has set for itself this year.
Last month, they, of course, indicated that student academics was a goal area of theirs. They want to keep apprised of test scores and what our goals are by building and by administrators and even by classroom instructors, what those goals are. Last night's meeting saw them work into something we already talked about, which is safety as one of those goal areas. Of course, that ties in right with the planning of projects.
Another goal for the board is financial. They set a target for the central office to try and maintain a solvency ratio of 20%. Kunze said the district has been above that rate for the past few years, so the board wants to see it pulled back.
It's kind of nice to have the board settle on, you know, here's our target. You know, we've been below that since I've been here. We've been above that since I've been here. But to kind of have that target range that they're comfortable with and that I'm comfortable with, and that we can agree is a reasonable place for this district to be as we move forward. It's nice to come to that understanding so that we're all kind of working off the same page.
Elsewhere in local news, the Young Professionals of Atlantic, or YPA, recently partnered with Cass Atlantic Development Corporation to paint an Atlantic resident's home. Every year, CADCO helps a local resident whose home needs exterior paint in order to maintain the attractiveness of Atlantic and the surrounding towns. Atlantic Chamber Director Wita Weimer said they appreciate all the volunteers that came to help with the project. Weimer said also that Mike Redler with Redler Excavation surprised the crew with an air compressor that helped to expedite the painting process. The YPA's painted the house on Spruce Street over a period of 2 days. The project took several hours to complete, but greatly improved the appearance of the home. YPA President Kevin Weiser said that he was impressed at how well the YP came together to support the project. He said it's great to see so many young professionals take an active part in helping preserve the beauty of Atlantic, and it was a great project to be a part of, and it was a total team effort to see it through to completion. The Young Professionals of Atlantic is a social group with no membership dues or required meetings. Their mission is to connect, engage, and attract young leaders in the community, while at the same time promoting the greater Atlantic area. Members are young professionals between the ages of 20 and 40. If you're interested in joining the group, you can contact the chamber at atlanticiowa.com or call 243-3017. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, House lawmakers are expected today to approve President Obama's plan for U.S. soldiers to train and provide weapons to Syrian moderate rebels in the fight against the group Islamic State. Meanwhile, the militant group has released a video warning the U.S. that if Obama sends troops to Iraq, the Islamic State will be waiting. The president travels to the U.S. Central Command in Tampa, Florida today to consult with military officials about the counterterrorism campaign against Islamic State militants. He also plans to meet with representatives from the countries that fall within the responsibility of the Central Command as he pushes for international participation in the fight. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is expected to join the president. The House Select Committee on Benghazi is using its first open hearing today to focus on what the Obama administration has done since the September 11, 2012 attack in Libya that killed U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans. It's unclear whether the panel will look at allegations that U.S. forces were directed not to respond and that administration officials lied about the nature of the attack. And Ohio prosecutors are reviewing evidence to determine if charges should be filed against a group of teenagers accused of duping a boy with autism who thought he was participating in the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. The teams dumped a mixture of urine and tobacco on the 15-year-old boy in a videotape that gained national attention. An attorney for one of the juveniles said in the Cleveland Plain Dealer the boys were not aware that the 15-year-old had autism, that they had been playing pranks on each other over the summer. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Christian Silva, age 15, of Creston, died Thursday in an automobile accident. Funeral services for Christian Silva will be today at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Creston. Powers Funeral Home in Creston has arrangements. Rick Bocamp, age 50, of Griswold, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Rick Bocamp will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lorena Reisgard, age 54, and Ronnie Reisgard, age 61, both of Exira, died September the 8th and 12th, respectively, at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Joint funeral services for Lorena and Ronnie Reisgard will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Leona Peterson, age 94, of Avoca, died Sunday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Services for Leona Peterson will be on Friday at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Charlene Sani, age 75, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Charlene Sani will be Friday at 2:30 at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Dorothy Ackerman, age 95, who is formerly of Atlantic, died June the 9th in Idaho. Memorial services for Dorothy Ackerman will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dudley Paul, age 62, of Jacksonville, Florida, died June the 10th in Jacksonville. Services for Dudley D. Paul will be Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. William Bill Armstrong, age 77, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Bill Armstrong will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Lois Drake, age 90, of Stewart, died September the 9th at the Stewart Community Care Center. A celebration of life service for Lois Drake will be held on September 28th at 2 o'clock at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.